Good morning. High pressure is building in from southern Canada, and we have a dry start to the day, although it is on the chilly side for this time of year, with most locations back into the 30s, some spots even at or below freezing, while a few others starting in the lower 40s this morning. So a wide range of temperatures, but everyone with a fair amount of sunshine will climb through the 30s and 40s up to around 50 by lunchtime. Any scattered clouds this morning will give way to full sunshine for the second half of the day, and high temperatures will be in the upper 50s to right around 60 degrees. That high will slide to the east and out of the region tonight, opening the door for increasing clouds from the west. So after a clear evening, some clouds will move in and temperatures will drop back into the upper 30s and lower 40s once again. A disturbance currently moving through the Midwest will head through the Great Lakes today and tonight. It'll make its way toward us tomorrow with increasing and thickening clouds throughout the day. I think most of the day will be dry, with showers showing up late in the afternoon in the western Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills. The rest of the region will start to see some showers towards sunset tomorrow evening, with high temperatures averaging in the upper 50s. More scattered showers tomorrow night, but mostly cloudy and mainly dry on Thursday morning before another wave of low pressure approaches for Thursday afternoon and evening, when the chance of showers will go up again with high temperatures on Thursday in the lower 60s. This next disturbance will slow down and pick up some more moisture, with a steadier rain likely on Thursday night, perhaps some heavier bursts even into Friday morning. The steady rain will wind down after lunchtime on Friday, still the risk of scattered showers late Friday afternoon with highs in the upper 50s. Right now, it looks like the drying trend will continue into the weekend with high pressure building in. Saturday and Sunday both look dry and seasonably cool with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a wintry mix of precipitation, including freezing rain, sleet, and snow is forecast for portions of northern Minnesota. An approaching area of low pressure from the west will spread precipitation into northeast Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin today. Some areas along the international border eastward into the Arrowhead of Minnesota and the north shore of Lake Superior could receive up to a couple of inches of snow and a light glazing of ice from freezing rain. And a non-tropical low-pressure system located over the central Atlantic, about midway between Bermuda and the Azores Islands, is producing an area of gale-force winds west of the center. This is currently producing only limited shower activity, though, but environmental conditions could favor additional development, and this system has some potential to become a subtropical cyclone over the next day or so as it moves generally eastward. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 14 degrees, with a northwest wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 28. 60% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.33 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Imperial and El Centro Naval Air Station, both in California and also at Presidio, Texas, to a low of 10 at Tioga, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 60s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds near 50, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 66 degrees, the low 46, the average temperature 56, and that's 7 degrees above normal. 0.02 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 1.87 inches for the month, which is 0.04 of an inch above normal, and 11.92 inches for the year, which is 2.09 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low, 38. The record high, 90, set in 1976, and the record low, 21, in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:09 a.m., sunset this evening 7:41 p.m., 13 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Becoming mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs right around 60. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows around 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs right around 60. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, a bit cool, with scattered late-day showers in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers late on Thursday, lower 60s. Rain on Thursday night and the first half of the day Friday. Scattered showers Friday afternoon, upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, upper 50s Saturday, lower 60s with sunshine Sunday, giving way to increasing clouds and a chance of showers Monday, highs back into the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.